This is episode 92 of Pause That by OnPause.org, recorded on May 27, 2011. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, dudes and dudettes, to Pause That. My name is Ronnie, your Elite Highness Walker, and joining me today is...
Andreas, the two-step Rothbauer.
Okay, I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's the truth.
How you been doing, two-step?
Is that my new nickname? I kind of like that. actually, you know, this is kind of... I'm having a good week. Believe it or not, usually I'm like a disgruntled... person, but this week I'm actually in a pretty good mood. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we're recording on an actual Thursday and tomorrow is Friday and a long weekend is coming up, or maybe it's because the sun is out and things like that. I'm not sure yet entirely.
I know. Normally we get on to record the podcast and you're cussing at me and yelling at me the whole time. It's not a happy time.
No, exactly. And I feel bad for that. So now I'm glad to report that I'm doing better. I played some good games this week and, ready to get this party started, you know?
Very nice. So what have you been playing? Anything great?
Only great.
Only great. That's good.
Obviously, I played some more L.A. Noire, and I am writing a review for that game. But, you know, having limited time and playing a 20-hour game is not the easiest thing in the world.
I've been having so much fun playing this game. Like, I've been doing probably, like, two, you know, chapters per night lately, and it's so much fun to go through, and I'm gonna miss it once it's done. You know what I mean?
There will be more cases, though, at least, you know?
As downloadable content, you mean?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll definitely have to, you know, pick all those up. It's just...
It won't be quite the same, though, because it's not as cohesive, but, you know, it'll still be fun playing those cases.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, I mean, you still like an L.A. Noire? How far are you in it?
You know, unfortunately, I'm just finishing up Homicide, so I'm about to get into Vice and then Arson, but this weekend I'm planning to make a big push to finish that game up. But yeah, I mean, obviously, the game is still fantastic to me. Like, it's probably all the way up there right now with Portal 2 for my game of the year right now. So those two games are right now going for the crown. And it's still early, you know? It's still really early, but... I think that L.A. Noire specifically has tickled my, you know, noir detective gaming bone, and I'm really enjoying it, and I'm glad that the focus of the game is the detective work, and it is, you know, very focused on story and all those things, and not, like, you know, combat and stuff like that. It's nice to play a mature game that tells a good story and has some... really deep maturity level to it, you know? It's really good. Oh, I mean, we talked about the game a whole bunch already, but if you want to come to the site, onpause.org, and Ronnie's done a good job putting up a lot of achievement videos for that game. So if you want to get, like, the hidden cars, or you want to get the...
Public Menace. The
Public Menace achievement, you probably have some more coming up later. You know, come to the site, man. Go to the video section and check that stuff out. It's cool stuff.
Yeah, it's been so much fun recording these. I've had such a great time, especially finding all the hidden cars. Because normally, you know, you go through, you play the game, you kind of don't see all the extra stuff in the game. But, you know, I've been going to basically every single building in the game and just enjoying it. And it's so much fun. Like, there's you probably don't even know this, that there's an LA Speedway in the game.
Is there?
Yeah, there's like, I'm not sure if you can get any yet. Like, I drove around that building like 5 or 6 times. You can kind of see in it. But yeah, there's like a little speedway. I'm wondering if later on, you know, in a mission, you get a, you know, like drive a car around there or something. I don't know.
Interesting. No, I had no idea.
But yeah,
that's
there's
awesome.
There's like an airstrip. There's, you know, so much hidden stuff. There's like a park, you know, like a famous park in LA in this game. And it's just really neat.
Yeah, I mean, they recreated a lot of those actual historical locations and buildings and streets of L.A. and put a ton of work into that game. It's pretty awesome.
It's a fantastic game, but I have to ask, there's one thing that kind of drives me a little nuts, you know, it kind of bothers me. that there's so many cutscenes with everything you do.
Right.
And I'm okay with, you know, like the chatty cutscenes. But if I'm driving a car to, like, let's say a building that I got to go and investigate, I don't want that cutscene. I want to be able to drive up myself, park, maybe walk around the building, check it out, and then go and knock on the door. But, and the way the game is it's a cutscene of you parking and then walking up to the building. And
the game strives to create that cinematic feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why they're doing that. At least there's not, I mean, yeah, you have that cutscene triggering, and it's a little bit jarring at times, but I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah.
Maybe to, I don't know, create a better just immersion. Of course, it would be kind of cool if you could just drive up, though.
Yeah, they definitely made it like a television show. You know, each episode you're watching. But that's the only complaint I have, and it's such a small one. Is I just wish I could drive up and, you know, check the building out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so far, I mean, I really don't have a lot of complaints, especially after I installed the 360 version. I mean, I did get a bunch of pop-up if I didn't have it installed. You know, and I heard the PS3 version is a lot better there, mm-hmm. because the storage issue is not as bad. But other than that, like, I rarely had any performance issues or anything, so I'm having a good experience with the game.
How's the load times with the disc installed? I mean, they're already fast. I'm just wondering, is it almost not even there?
It's really quick.
Yeah.
It loads quickly. I'm not, you know, bothered by that at all. I think they did a good job with the way they built that game.
They did a fantastic job, and I was so glad that, I'm not sure what his name is, but somebody that works there tweeted that, I mean, it basically sold enough that they'll make another.
Oh, nice. At Team Bondi or at Rockstar?
I think it was Bondi.
Yeah.
I'm not fully sure. I'll check, and then I'll put it in the show notes.
But I would appreciate it, though, if they did a different time period, like the 70s, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, I'm
with
you.
That would be very cool.
Maybe a Western style?
Red Dead Noir?
I'm joking. I don't want Western. I already have it.
No, I think the 70s would be awesome. Like a Star Trek.
70s would be great.
Yeah, more car chases and muscle cars and guns. And that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pitch that to them.
I bet they'll listen.
Of course, who doesn't listen to me? Come on.
I can't name anybody.
That's right.
So what else have you been playing? Anything?
I also played Dirt 3, and I played a shit ton of that game already. So that's kind of holding up my L.A. Noire progress as well. But Dirt 3, man, fuck, that game is so good, so addicting. You know, Codemasters has definitely outdone themselves with this game. Like, you know, they added the more strong rally element in the game. You have more rally cars. You have more classic rally cars from all the different time periods, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. You have all the legit rally cars from today. The focus is much more on rally this time around. And they also added the Gymkhana competition stuff, which is mm-hmm. like the Ken Block trick sort of freestyle, you know, X Games style car ballet, I kind of want to call it, you know? So you basically have to do donuts around objects or across objects or, you know, basically very skilled car maneuvering and string them together. You know,
it's kind of like drifting, but you go wherever. You're not on a set track.
It's kind of like drifting, like, but there's way more elements to that than just drifting. I think that I'm going to work on a post because it's really, really nice and easy to upload YouTube videos directly from the game to maybe do a little bit of, like, a compilation of what I enjoy most in
Dirt 3. Be really cool.
Definitely, and it's really kind of painless to upload that stuff too. It's very easy.
So it's just all in the system? It's like after you do it, you just hit upload? Or, I mean, does it have a video editing system built in?
It does not have an editing system. It basically is you go to your replay, and then you can set a marker and then record 30 seconds from that marker, and then you hit upload, and then you just log into your YouTube account, and it uploads directly to your YouTube channel.
Oh, very nice. That is awesome.
So I could actually do that directly to the On Pause channel, maybe.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that'd be cool.
A lot easier. Yeah, I'll do that.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's something I wish, like, Halo and Call of Duty has. I mean, Halo has it, but you got to pay for it. You know, it's you got to pay the, I don't know, $20 a month, or not a month, a year for their, you know, subscription.
Right.
And I just don't want to do that. I want it for free. You know, give it to me for free.
Doesn't Black Ops have that for free and everything?
You can go through and edit and record on the console, but to get it off the console, you gotta like have a recorder.
Right.
Yeah. So no, it doesn't upload it. At least not from what I know.
Right.
But Skate did that as well, where you're able to, you know, do some tricks and then upload it to the web.
Right, to the Skate website. So does FIFA. FIFA does that as well. But this one is nice because you can load it straight to YouTube, you know, no questions asked. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I've definitely done some cool shit already that I should have uploaded, but I just wanted to keep playing, so I didn't stop. But, you know, for me, the game definitely hits on all cylinders because, pun intended, because when you look at what they did with the game and the amount of content and the cars that they put in and the care that they put into the game, it is definitely there to please the fans, you know what I mean? It's absolutely one of those games that rally fans will love it, you know? And I've been waiting a long time for this game ever since I went to the city to see it for my preview event then, and I got such a, you know, awesome taste left in my mouth after I left there, and I was like, I cannot wait for the game. I could tell that it was going to be smashing, and it totally is. You know, the racing is fun, all the different competitions, like I said, are a blast, and they put in some of my favorite rally cars of all time, you know, even from all the different time periods. So if you're a rally fan, you're going to be like, oh my god, they got that one in there, they got that one, they got that one. You know, it's totally it satisfies my need completely. And I'm going to play, when we're done recording here, I'm going to be playing some more.
Very nice. Yeah, that's one I, what is it? I have LA Noir out now, and then we just got in the, not the latest Need for Speed, was it Hot Pursuit?
Hot Pursuit, very good game as well. So yeah, we get that at 9, I think, 9.5 or something like that.
Oh, really? I have not played it yet. So looking forward to checking it out, but I really want to send one of these back so I can, you know, get dirt, because I love the last two. You know, number two wasn't the greatest, but it was still a lot of fun.
You will love three. You will awesome. Love three.
I cannot wait to play it.
It's fantastic. The racing is fun. Everything is.
Have you?
Everything is perfect in that game. And I mean,
been able to check out any multiplayer?
I haven't done that yet. I've been going through the campaign, the dirt tour, doing all the different disciplines and stuff like that. And the Gymkhana, I'm addicted to the Gymkhana stuff, man, because it requires that precision and fine tuning of the throttle and e-brake and gas and the brakes and stuff like that, and just really knowing how to move the car. And once you do that, and once you start stringing all the different tricks together, it becomes one of the coolest things you've ever done in a video game, if you're into that kind of stuff, you know, if you're into cars and stuff. It beats any experience I had with a Gran Turismo or a Forza, because it's so incredibly addicting and fun. And the thrill you get out of it, you know what I mean? When you pull off all those tricks, it's like nothing else I've done before in the game. You know what I mean?
That's really cool.
It's awesome. It's very cool. So it's going to be a good score, unless there's a big, I don't know, a virus that my 360 will render or something. I don't see any bad score coming out of that game. So
nice. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, that's great. Can't wait.
All right. So anything else? I mean, all I've played this week is LA Noir. I think I may have hopped on, like, Call of Duty for a match, but nothing to talk about.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we've been kind of busy, too, just with keeping up the site and life in general, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes it can be tough to play games as much as we want to.
Yeah, but, you know, I've played a ton of LA Noir, so I guess I mean, I've definitely been playing video games. It's just all gone into LA Noir.
Yep. And, I'm a little bit behind on my reviews, but yeah, we're going to have a SOCOM review coming up probably by the time you listen to this. I'm going to finish that today. And, you know, Dirt 3 and LA Noir, those will be coming up as well. And the games are just going to keep coming now. It's going to be punch after punch after punch. You know, we've got
Duke Nukem, June Duke 3rd, Nukem at least the out. Demo. And then, what is it, the 14th for 14th, the full game?
Yep. Infamous is coming out on the 6th, the day of the E3, you know?
I'm not sure. Am I allowed to talk about that? I better not.
I think
go
so.
On. Okay. All right, it's good. Pick it up. That's all I'll say.
Are you talking about the multiplayer beta or
yes.
The yes? Okay. Yeah, I can't wait to play that. yeah, we got those games coming out. We got Red Faction Armageddon coming out. You know, a bunch of games. hitting hard here, and then we're going to get all this E3 news that we're going to try to keep up with. So it's going to be pretty, it's going to be pretty rough the next couple of weeks here.
Yeah, and I bet, you know, a ton of demos will come out during E3.
Absolutely. I would imagine so. I would imagine.
All right. Let's go on to news, unless you have another game that you've played.
You know what? I think that's it. I mean, there's a few other games that I have on the radar. I don't know who's going to review The Witcher 2 for us. I know Darren was supposed to, but I'm not sure if he's going to be doing that.
He's got a lot of other games from what I hear to review right now. May not have the time.
All right. Well, as long as he reviews some games, I'm good with that. Maybe I'll give the review out to somebody else, or I'll just play it on my lunch break.
Very nice. I don't think your company will like that. Well, I guess if it's probably your lunch break, what do they care, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to slay a bunch of dudes with a giant sword.
So you're going to take your, what is it, 360 or PC?
Oh, it's a PC game, yeah.
Oh, so you're going to take your laptop to work and just...
Absolutely.
They'll love that.
Sorry, I'll get that report to you right after I finish slaying all these dudes.
Is that a topless zombie?
Yes, it is.
Actually, I have no idea. Are there zombies in this game?
No.
I've never even played it or even looked at it, so what do I know?
I think the first Witcher has actually been on sale on Steam for very cheap if you want to pick that up.
I'm good. I've got other things coming up. I think I have a sound clip here to go into the news section.
News! Yeah!
All right, so first up we have is Modern Warfare 3 has an official release date. It is November 8th, 2011. I think we've talked about it in the past as a rumor, but it is now confirmed.
Yeah, there was that ginormous leak about Modern Warfare 3 all over the web. You know, I mean, Kotaku broke the story. I don't know where the frick they got that information from, but they had everything about the game, sort of.
They contacted me, but, you know, I ain't a jerk and don't link stuff, so.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I guess I leaked it to them, so.
Obviously. So yeah, Modern Warfare 3 is coming out as expected on November 8th, 2011. So it's right around the time that we're going to get our Uncharted's and our...
Battlefield 3 is supposed to be the week before from what we hear.
God, I hope so. Also, we're going to be getting Elder Scrolls Skyrim 11. So literally too many games. Can guarantee you that. Let's kind of talk about like some of the teaser trailers and stuff like that. You know, it looks a lot like Modern Warfare 2 with more Modern Warfare in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's Call of Duty, just right. Finishing the story. That's basically what it is.
Right. And we know that there's a couple of new characters. There's a bunch of returning characters. We know that you're going to be skipping back and forth, different characters and locations, which include now, like, you know, Germany, the UK, some Russian snow desert, whatever.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
I think that's what's in there, too. Yeah, so you're going to be going all over the place, and it's going to be just, you know, it's going to be a post-invasion America. And you have these Russian terrorist organization, you know, sort of causing havoc all over the world, and you're going in and you're busting some ass. And from the screenshots, you've done a great job, you know, capturing a lot of those screens. That was really cool. You can see a lot of detail that's been put in, like some of the lighting and reflections, and it looks like they really polished up the engine a lot more. And at first I kind of, you know, I scoffed at, you know, Modern Warfare 3, whatever, I don't really care, do something original. But I'm getting a little bit more interested now because they're not talking destructible environments. I don't know if that's going to be just scripted destruction or if you can actually destroy something, which would be cool. But
well, I mean, they showed in the trailer, like the car destroying and the buildings collapsing and stuff. But I mean, we've had that in the last game, though.
Exactly. I just don't know how scripted that is, you know. But I'm sure that it's going to be a crazy roller coaster ride. You know what I mean? We saw the train car flipping through the subway station or whatever that was. We saw, like you said, buildings collapsing. We saw underwater sections.
Right, I think it's going to be fantastic, and I can't wait to try it. But watching this trailer, you can definitely see that they're reusing basically everything that they've used in past games. You know, the AC-130 above, the ATV driving on a helicopter.
That's what I mean,
turret.
Yeah. I'm worried about that because we've done it in Call of Duty for Modern Warfare, right? And it was amazing.
Yeah.
We did it some more in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, and it was still very good. Now we're gonna do it again. You know, like I just don't know if I can get that excited about it. You know what I mean? Like I don't know yet. I think we're gonna get once more information comes out, and once we get our hands on multiplayer, because they're kind of hinting at some of the best multiplayer ever, like redefining. But I don't know if it's just gonna be more customization and stuff like that. You know what I mean? They're gonna have to do a lot to top the current Black Ops, I guess, Call of Duty style multiplayer. I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic with a spice of pessimism in my cocktail right now.
That sounds delicious.
Yep, it's that Modern Warfare 3 cocktail. That's what that looks like.
Did you make me one?
Yep, you can pro it's easy to do. You just watch a bunch of trailers and you're slightly excited and a little bit cautious.
Very nice. That's easy
You
to do.
pour that in a glass and call it the MW3.
All right. Our next news story is Duke Nukem Forever has gone gold. It is finally completed after what, 13 years? Yeah,
I
13
still don't
years.
over 13 years, yeah. I still don't believe it though, you know.
You're gonna get the game and halfway through it's just gonna stop. It's gonna be like to be continued.
To be continued,
How
yes.
hilarious would that be if they did
Or
that?
just go straight into like Duke Nukem 3D graphics. Did not have time to finish all this.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, one of the things I really wish they were doing with this is maybe it's in there, you know, as a hidden or something, but I want to play, you know, the past versions, the N64 version and the Xbox version.
Didn't that release already as like a downloadable thing?
No, they remade like Duke Nukem 3D for like, what is it, the SNES, I think.
I feel like that would maybe an unlockable at the end or
I
something.
hope, because I really want to go through and just check out what they did. And, you know, you wouldn't think it'd be too much for them to finish this 13-year-old game, you know?
Yep.
But who knows? I'm glad it's gone gold and can't wait to check it out.
Right.
Gonna do a lot of videos for it.
That game is going to be a lot of ridiculous fun, and it's going to feel like a game from 2005. But who cares? Fuck it. It's going to be Duke. It's going to be Duke Nukem. You know.
Yeah. Any idea if it has, like, co-op? Have
Don't
they
think it has co-op,
doesn't? Oh man,
but
that would have been
competitive multiplayer.
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's better than nothing. Co-op going through that world would have been a lot of fun, you know, you both flipping switches and peeing at the same time. Nothing better. Passing the football.
I love it. I can't wait.
You want to pee with me, don't you? All right, let's move on.
Not gonna answer that.
Good. Mojang has released Minecraft patch 1.6. What is this? I think it came out Wednesday, so a few days ago as you guys are listening to this. And in the patch, it has, or they released, hatches, which are really cool. It's like little, you know what a hatch is. It's a little door that you can put on the ground and, you know,
Right.
fall through. It's really neat because that's what was missing. Like, you had doors, but you couldn't. You can only place, you know, a door a certain way, whereas the hatch, it can like make a boat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got on. I actually recorded a bunch of footage, and it should be up along with the podcast. So I'll link to it in the show notes that shows the hatches, and they were a lot of fun just messing around with them. They also released craftable maps, so now you can check out your world from above. Tall grass, desert bushes. There are a few other things, like a bunch of fixes for the multiplayer and single player. It seems like a pretty good update. I've been having a few, some lagginess on my private server,
Right.
so I don't know if it's like my internet or just the 1.6 update. I don't know. I'll have to Google that.
Right.
But pretty cool.
But you're keeping up with Minecraft, which means they're doing a good job about pushing out new content that people care about. So it's good.
Yeah, every single patch they have released, it's been something that definitely adds to the game and, you know, people want, or, you know, maybe you don't know you want it until it's there. And you're like, why has this not been here since day one? Like
Right,
the
right, right, right.
hatch. I mean, that's,
Right.
you're gonna be able to build so much cool stuff with it.
Yeah, it sounds very cool for sure. Sounds very cool. And I will play it one day, I promise.
I doubt
I
it.
will mine those crafts.
You should call Notch up and, you know, have him get you a free copy.
I gotta learn Swedish first.
Yeah. I think he speaks English.
I speaks the
I
English.
don't speaks the English very well.
You know who else doesn't speak English? Really good deals on PlayStation 3s. That because it's not a person, it's a thing. That's really rough transition.
All right, I'll leave that in.
Sure. Yeah, so if you're one of those few people that don't have a PS3 nor have Call of Duty Black Ops yet, or the First Strike DLC, you know, you're in luck because there will be a bundle for $2.99 that comes with all those things. And that's actually a pretty damn good deal considering Black Ops will be $60 for a long time. First Strike DLC is, you know, $15. So you're saving about $75 and you're getting a PlayStation 3. So, you know, that can't hurt. I think that's a
very
great
good deal. Yeah.
It's a good bundle.
I think everybody already owns it, though, you know?
Well, I guess if you don't have a PS3, you probably don't own Black Ops, but yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'd say buy it, you know. It's one of the perfect deals. You have free online whenever that's fully operational again. And I guess the online is operational at this point. Just the store.
The store, right. Yeah, definitely. Why not? I mean, unless there's like... I mean, there'll probably be an Uncharted 3 bundle pretty soon, you know, once that's out.
I'm wondering if there may be an Infamous bundle too, you know. I mean, Sony has a lot of good properties that they could make bundles out of.
Yeah. They had the Gran Turismo bundle not too long ago, right?
Did that come to the US?
Oh, I don't know. I saw it on the website. I'm not... Was it, Europe only?
I don't remember.
All right. Us getting our facts wrong. Very, very nice, Andreas.
Fact unfactual.
Yeah.
You know what? It doesn't matter. This news story was about Call of Duty Black Ops coming out. A bundle on May 31st. It's sitting already on some retailer's shelves, but you'll have to wait because it says don't sell until May 31st. So, right. Sorry about that.
So, Andreas, do you like downloadable arcade games from Xbox Live?
Why, I do.
Do you like RTS games?
Well, I like tower defense better.
Oh, is it a tower defense?
It's like a mix between tower defense and RTS because you're really only controlling one guy.
All right. Trenched, Andreas, is your game.
Yes! I was waiting for a game that's like, it looks like RTS, but it's tower defense. And it's from Double Fine.
I just got the genres wrong.
And it comes out on June 22nd. So Trenched, man, it's Double Fine's third out of four downloadable games. You know, we all played the Costume Quest, loved it. We all played...
Bricked.
Stacking, thank you very much. Russian nesting dolls. I loved stacking. I loved it. There was
no gameplay to it. It was basically just run here.
It was adorable. You get off this post story news. Get out of here. It was a good gameplay. So this is the third game, and this is actually completely different. You know what I mean? Like, Double Fine is a team that makes adventure games and sort of like thinky games, you know, you have to kind of use your wit a little bit. And this is a shooter set, I believe, in World War I, an alternate history of World War I, where these two guys developed technology. One developed like this crazy TV technology, and one developed basically robot-legged trenches. So you're sitting in a trench that can walk around, and you have guns on it, mounted on it. And you have to defend certain locations, so it's tower defense, from these weird alien TV hybrid invading things that come out of the sky and out of the ground. And you have to set up all these different turrets and stuff like that. And you can still walk around in the environment along with three other people, so it's four-player co-op. And you basically want to, you know, protect your objective. So it could be an airstrip or, I don't know, a power unit or something like that. And it's just kind of really cheesy in a good way, you know. It's set up in a really cool universe, and it should be pretty fun to play. We played it at PAX. We had a good time, and actually, Craig and I played together, and we were the very first ones at the booth that day to lose a round.
Oh.
And the developers came over to us. You guys are the first guys to lose. How did you lose? This is set on God mode.
God mode.
You know, that's what he pretty much said. I mean, obviously he was kind of kidding about that, but
wow,
it's pretty funny.
Suck.
And meanwhile, you know, everybody's just kind of like, who are these guys, you know, with our media badges. Yep, these guys are covering games. I will definitely read their site. That's good.
All right, Andres, I will be right back. I got to go to the store and pick up a point card because I cannot wait to try this game.
Honestly, it's fun. It's going to be fun.
It sounds great, and I love tower defense games, especially ones that, you know, add something different to it.
It's a third-person tower defense, yeah.
What was the one on the PS3? Oh, there's so many PS3 downloadable games that I can't think of right now, but there is such a good one on the PS3 that was tower defense where you ran around and you danced around your turrets. Do you remember this one?
I don't.
Oh, Andreas, you're killing me. You're the Sony fanboy.
It's a Sony game?
It was made by the guys who did the game that is co-op, and I'm not helping myself at all here.
Army of Two. Gears of War 3.
It's downloadable. Pixel Junk Monsters.
Monsters. Pixel Junk Monsters, yeah.
That's exactly what I just said. Yeah, I love
games that do... It's Pixel Junk Monsters.
I love games that do something completely different.
I just thought of it. Pixel Junk Monsters, I think it's the game.
All right, Andreas, tell me about Ubisoft's E3 lineup for 2011, which is just 2 weeks away.
Dude, yes, man. Obviously, pretty much all the people that were able to attend preview events, pre-E3 events, already saw all of these games, which always happens before every E3. So everybody already saw Call of Duty. Everybody always saw Bioshock Infinite.
They're already going on right now?
No, they go to, you know, all the publications that are able to send their guys to these preview events.
Okay, I gotcha.
They're going to see all these games behind closed doors already, so they have their coverage ready to go by the time E3 hits versus, you know...
Okay, I thought a building was already open for people to go in and play these things. I'm like, where's this at? Why didn't I see this?
This is press, just press.
I gotcha, yeah. I gotcha.
So Assassin's Creed is one of the big publishers that are usually there that have their own press conference, right? You have your EAs, your Ubisoft, you know, you have those kind of guys, and then... you have the big three, the Nintendo, the Sony, and Microsoft. And usually Ubisoft is big enough to do their own press conference. And this year they obviously have a nice, tasty lineup that consists of sort of the hardcore titles like Assassin's Creed Revelations, which sounds amazing. We're going to get into that game a little bit more in our other story. Then Call of Juarez, The Cartel, which is that modern-day Call of Juarez game. Driver San Francisco, which I'm looking forward to. I think that'll be cool. A new Rayman game, Rayman Origins, will be there. They're also going to show Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier, which has been delayed forever. And then a couple of other kind of unique games. From Dust is that, like, world, like, Earth simulation game, sort of, which looks very cool.
Never heard of it. Sounds good, though.
You should look up some videos on that. It looks very neat.
I'll search for now.
And then they also introduced Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Online recently, which is an online MMO-type Ghost Recon game, third-person shooter, which I have no idea how they're going to pull that off. It's because people really aren't that organized about it. And a third-person tactical shooter online, I don't know that well as that's going to go. Trackmania 2 will be showing off, and then a few other sort of casual titles, as they categorize it. The Adventures of Tintin, Motion Sports Adrenaline, I don't know. Rocksmith, that guitar game, which nobody's going to care about. Sorry. New Raven Rabbits game, which will probably be sweet. Just Dance and Your Shape. So there's going to be a bunch of games, but really only a few that we really care about.
Any idea if the Raven Rabbits is for, like, Move or Kinect? Or is it still a Wii game?
You know what? Hard to say. They didn't really say that at all. So I'm assuming it definitely could be on, you know, Kinect easily.
Okay. Raven Rabbits, they're so much fun. I played, you know, back long time ago, like when the first one came out for the Xbox. It was just, you know, tiny mini games. I had just a great time with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that should be pretty cute and pretty interesting. I like those games, too.
Mm-hmm. Got to get your carrot juice up.
You got that right. Because you're a rabbit.
Yes.
All right, actually, let's jump into that Assassin's Creed story real quick.
Okay, if you're done talking about Raven Rabbids.
I am, are you?
Yes.
Okay, so... Assassin's Creed Revelations, we knew a little bit already about the game. We knew that, you know, Ezio was going to be in it and Altair was going to be playable. But now we got a few more details on it. So obviously Assassin's Creed Revelations is the fourth game, but it's, you know, the third game in the Ezio universe trilogy timeline. so it's gonna wrap up Ezio, and he's gonna be going into.
He dies at the end.
No way. Spoilers. He's going into a new location, which is basically during the Third Crusade, and they're describing it as a vibrant and exotic Constantinople, which is in the Ottoman Empire. So it's 16th century. So it's a little bit further on. You know, it's like we're getting closer to the world as we know it a little bit. You know, back it's not all the way back as where where it started back in the day, but.
A little bit closer. Are there going to be laptops and TVs and like little Mini Coopers you can drive around the city?
Desmond, obviously. Come on now.
Right.
No, but it looked, I mean, we posted some art and a trailer and stuff like that on the site, and it looks fantastic, man. Like, they really know what they're doing over there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They really do. There's going to be a bunch of new weapons and abilities, including the hook blade, which seems to allow Ezio to, like, you know, go across, like slide across ropes and stuff like that, and also kill people with it, which is probably pretty painful, I bet. It's basically a hook instead of a blade that's coming out, so he can like zip across a rope and then, you know, dagger somebody in the face who's waiting for him on the other end. That should be pretty interesting and brutal. There will be bomb crafting, interesting, and a heightened sense, eagle sense, so he'll be able to detect certain situations better and kill, as they call it, with death dealing proficiency. So there's just going to be more cool killing moves, basically, you know,
because there wasn't enough already.
I know, there are so many. Also, they kind of dwelt into some of the new characters. You're going to meet some real characters, like this guy named Yusuf Tazim and Prince Suleiman. Dude, that's not how you pronounce it at all. Who's apparently, like, was during that time, he was not a monarch yet, but he becomes a monarch. And then this chick called Sofia Sorto, which is described as a simple woman who tries to get into Ezio's pants, or his heart, rather. And then they noted that multiplayer will be back with more modes and, you know, stuff like that. And you can come to the site, check out those screens and the new trailer that's up. There's going to be some really, really big stuff showing off when we hit E3. And I'm imagining that we'll see it at the Sony conference.
Oh, you think?
Well, in the past couple of times we've seen...
I mean, it's going to be at Ubisoft's own, though. Why would they redo it?
Well, because they keep a good relationship with Sony.
Okay, okay.
So maybe they'll announce something there, and then they show the long demo at the Ubi booth or something like that. I don't know. But I'm excited for Assassin's, you know, Revelations. So mm-hmm. It should be...
Yeah. I am as well. Love the Assassin's Creed games. They're fantastic. All right. That is it for news. Unless you have something else, we can wrap it up for the week.
You know what? I think wrapping it would be okay because it's a work night.
Okay. Sounds good. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at Ronnie Dean. Andreas is at Racing Freak. And if you'd like to see what the whole entire team is up to, I think we're up to like 7 guys now, go to twitter.onpause.org. And there it's like a awesome Twitter stream of what we are doing and, you know, the site. It's really cool. I love that site. You can also come to the blog, which is onpause.org. If you'd like to review us on iTunes or subscribe, just search for itunes.onpause.org and they'll take you right there. And send us emails, pausethat@onpause.org. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will talk to you all next week.
Play some games.